Freenet News, I'm Bill Wise. A major upset during yesterday's primary election when longtime Congressman Lacey Clay was defeated.
Activist Cori Bush defeated Congressman Lacey Clay, who has served two decades. Bush was surrounded by a group of excited supporters as she gave her acceptance speech.
What happened? What was birthed right here in St. Louis, Missouri, mm-hmm. in St. Louis County, in Ferguson? If you don't understand,
come on,
we're about to show you. What I-
Bush narrowly defeated Clay by just over 3 percentage points. Reporting in St. Louis County, Jill Enders.
Voters approved a ballot measure to expand Medicaid to another 230,000 low-income Missouri adults. Jack Cardetti, a spokesperson for the Yes on 2 campaign, says the passage of the measure will not only provide health care, but will also benefit the economy.
Right now, we have hardworking Missourians that are having to choose between putting food on the table and being able to see a doctor. The passage of Amendment 2 will make sure that those Missourians have access to care, and it's going to do a lot to make sure that our rural hospitals and our urban clinics can stay open.
Amendment 2 passed by just over 51% of the vote. A veteran state lawmaker who chairs the House Rules Committee has won the GOP Senate primary in southeastern Missouri by 141 votes, edging out Cape Girardeau State Representative Kathy Swan. Scott City State Representative Holly Rader says she'll be focusing on November.
And work just as hard as I have before on trying to find solutions for the opioid epidemic and then pushing back on, you know, bloated government. I think that's very important for us.
The traditionally Republican district includes Cape Girardeau, Fredericktown, and Jackson. Today, the state's workforce agency is holding another virtual job fair after a well-attended one last month.
To our knowledge, that was the largest in the nation at the time. And we are already tracking for our August 5th job fair to beat our own record. We have over 200 employers, I believe it's 268 employers, and nearly 2,800 job seekers registered. We will be holding those monthly through the end of the calendar year, maybe even longer than that.
That's Workforce Development Director Marty Leathers. The department is also conducting drive-through job fairs across the state. And the Pettis County prosecuting attorney in Sedalia says a special prosecutor has been assigned to review the investigation into a deadly shooting involving a deputy. 25-year-old Hannah Pfizer of Sedalia was killed in that shooting during a traffic stop on June 13th. The Highway Patrol has completed its investigation and turned paperwork over to the prosecutors for review. The unidentified deputy remains on paid administrative leave. This is news on Missouri Net.